On Capitol Hill, Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee are talking about expanding their probe beyond the president's relationships with Monica Lewinsky. The committee says independent counsel Kenneth Starr will not be the only witness in the impeachment inquiry. Democrats say they'll object to any such expansion. NPR's Peter Kenyon has that report.
The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Henry Hyde of Illinois, wants to wrap up impeachment hearings before the end of the year. But even before Judge Starr appears before the panel on Thursday, it's clear that the hearings are expanding, not contracting. Pennsylvania Republican George Gekas says the committee has a duty to investigate any other matters that may come up, such as the firings at the White House Travel Office or Filegate. In addition, today the committee received paperwork and tape recordings involving payments to presidential friend Webster Hubbell. Investigators were looking into whether Hubbell received hush money to keep him from revealing all he knows about Whitewater land and business transactions. The president has said he didn't know about payments to Hubbell until they were reported in the media. While investigating the Hubbell payments, Starr won the cooperation of former Democratic fundraiser John Wong. One of the payments came from Wong's employer, the Riotti family. The Judiciary Committee may want to hear from Wong, at least in a deposition, if not in person. Other possible witnesses include the president's secretary, Betty Curry, White House counsel Bruce Lindsey, presidential friend Vernon Jordan, and perhaps even Monica Lewinsky. Georgia Republican Bob Barr, a supporter of impeaching the president, has no doubt that the hearings will not be limited to the Lewinsky matter.
I'm confident that we will have witnesses other than Ken Starr. With regard to other matters, I believe that there are other very serious matters. We also have very serious concerns about Filegate. This is a decision the Judiciary Committee and our leadership has to reach.
Democrats are calling the process outrageous and unfair. Minority Leader Dick Gebhardt says if Republicans want to reach beyond the Lewinsky referral, they're risking a boycott on Thursday.
I can tell you that a lot of my members are very upset and very concerned. And if this thing goes poorly and they launch into material that we've never seen before, I'm not sure they're going to decide to show up.
A senior Republican committee aide called the boycott threat a big bluff. The aide repeated what Starr told committee Democrat John Conyers in a letter, that the only expansion of the probe is the Democratic effort to investigate the investigator. Democrats are likely to question some of Starr's prosecutorial tactics in an effort to portray his impeachment referral as biased and unreliable. The committee says Hyde is not likely to restrict the topics Democrats can raise, but Barr says the issue Thursday will be the conduct of the president, not the personality of the independent counsel or the way he conducted his investigation.
Those are matters that are raised with the court, with the appointing authority. That is not within our jurisdiction. Our jurisdiction, according to the mandate of H.R.S. 525 in the Constitution, is to inquire into whether or not impeachable offenses have occurred.
But some committee members seem determined to pursue their own lines of questioning, and officials say Starr's day-long appearance on Thursday could spill over into Friday. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, the Capitol.